Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, the futures price rally today, not supported by the higher cutouts. October and December live cattle futures have not been able to move into the chart gaps, while February and April contracts regained quite a bit of the losses from the reaction to the Tyson fire. The strength in feeder cattle led the market higher yesterday. There is an expected larger offering of cattle this week due to light activity last week. Cash bids and offers will be established sometime today as buyers and sellers become a bit more serious. Over on the hogs, certainly a mystery there. There was some unwinding of the October-December spread, but the market remains bearish. October closed its price gaps in the chart, which could increase technical buying interest. However, it appears all that may be hoped for is sideways trading. There are plentiful hog supplies with international demand questionable for the time being. It will come, but there's no way of knowing when and just how much. Now, on the grains, wheat markets are mostly higher, led by Kansas City wheat as short-term trends remain up and traders feel more confident. Seasonal lows have already been made. Minneapolis wheat led strength yesterday on concerns of overquality and delayed harvest in the Northern Plains and Canadian prairies, but the strength wasn't able to be maintained amid the larger ag commodity sell-off. Anecdotal reports from North Dakota about quality are ugly, with sprout damage, vomitoxin, low falling numbers, and low test weight all rearing their heads. Corn prices are slightly higher, remaining inside yesterday's range following the heavy selling that took place after the bottom fell out of crude oil. Still plenty of bottom pickers calling for a seasonal low, although that remains to be seen. Soybeans are higher, clawing back part of yesterday's losses, with only the second lower close in the last seven sessions. So far, November soybeans are mainly holding the highs from August 9th through the 14th, which should act as support on setback attempts if soybeans have put in a larger seasonal low. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle up 135, 99.35. December up 127 at 105.30. October feeder cattle up 310, 137.30. November up 187, 135.05. October hogs down 152 at 62.10. December down $3 at 67.67. Kansas City wheat, December down 6¾ at 402¼. March down 6¼ yesterday, 416½. Chicago wheat, December down 4½, 484¼. March was down 4½ cents, 490¾. December corn down 6 cents, 368. March down 6 cents at 380. November soybeans down 6¼, 893¾. January down 6½, 907¼. And December cotton was down 121, 6138. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.